Shir Tzadik Beis and Sukkah Beis Yivan He Tavshim Aleph, June 4th, 1981, on Thursday.
Now, so the basis emotion appeared very difficult. First, Princess mentioned that there is a rival to Rashi Shike, that he or she is not affecting Kavikar. Why? Because the Rabbonim of Rabbeinu say that there is a distinction between Gozo Sukho Hakmiya Gabiasmino and Gozo Sukho Hakmiya Kavikar. Gozo Sukha Hakmiya Gabiasmino, so it's not easy. Hada Sukha Stasalo, Limute, Sukho Gzulo. But Gozo Sukha Hakmiya Kavikar case, since Kavikar is zealous, so easy it is. So easy. So he says from that Gemara we can infer a raya to Shitas Rashi that he or she is not affected by Gabikar, because the Rabbonim make a distinction between Sukha Abnuyal Gabisino and Sukha Abnuyal Gabikar. What does it have reference to? It couldn't have reference to Kedem Yush, because Kedem Yush, so you can Sukha Abnuyal Gabisino, so he does not have. So he paid to the eggs. Even Sukkah Gabbah Hashir Asino, he paid to the eggs in the 4 years. So obviously, it must have preference to Sukkah, to Rachel Yush. So then, Sukkah Asir Gabbisino, Rachel Yush is not Yatesay, and Sukkah Asir Gabbikarta Rachel Yush is Yatesay. So it's a riot. So it's a riot that Yush is not Yatesay. That's what it is. Then he says, no, it's no right, because Sukkah Asuya Gabisino, even Kedem Yush. That means Rabbanan could have reference to Kedem Yush. But even Kedem Yush is not it. So the question is, the Karale by Karale, I mean, that's the proportion. If it is Sukkah Asuya Gabisino, so then even Kedem Yush, so it's not it, because it has a Shem Gosp. So, I mentioned Rabbi Trigger's Kashi on the Tesis of Amidale, and then the Terrets on Rabbi Trigger's. Now, I don't want to go over it again, but the main Yisod with Rabbi Chaim's Yisod. Rabbi Chaim explains the Sheet of the Raya. The Raya says that even though I was in Zukshmi Kapoes, and we say because of that, the Gemara says, after the test in Molokame, because we are born in the skin, Emele Harei Shaloch Ufanecho. So Emele Harei Shaloch Ufanecho. Because the behemoth of the skin, you cannot say Harei Shaloch Ufanecho. Why? Because the skin is the shield. Shield is kindness, so he has to pay. Because we are born in the skin on account of the fact that our body moves in Kakois, and Kakois in Mixoi, so our body in Mixoi. So Emele is Harei Shaloch Ufanecho. So shield is not kindness. That's one case. But God was born in Meisu, so then he has to pay. So you ask, but God is so many shots we know, so the Chachomim of Reza say that he doesn't have to pay because Chachomim is jealous. So he says there is a difference, in spite of the fact that Avodah Mukshel Kakoyis, there is still a basic difference between Kakoyis and Avodah. And the Rai is Yush. Yush is not affected by Kavikar, but Gabi Abodim, so that's the Gemara in Gittin, that one of Ches, Ebeshelishbo, Upodo. So the Gemara says, the Maya Skino, you with the Yush. So Amai Shabbat day. So we see that Yush is affecting Gabodim, but Abodim Mushu Gabodim, obviously there is still a difference. So there is a difference in regard to those who are body or meisu, so those who are shopping all, so then yes, he doesn't have to pay. But those who are body or meisu, yes. So Rav Chaim explains it on the basis of the principle that there are two mechayim by Gazlan. One mechayim from Gazlan is the kiyum zeh, because every Gazlan has to make a kiyum zeh, and that's the Mishnah in Rube, that hoyom nishich b'shus avayim or meis, so he's put there. So he be a bishus abayim, had boy is given the chomoti. So even though the behemoth was made so bishus abayim, he's higher. So every gazlan makes a kinyan. So gazlan has kinyonik zeh. For the kinyan, he acquires kinyonik zeh. He only said, and the guy is the people without clues, without anything. He doesn't have to pay for the tashmishi. That's the Gemara that Tzadik Chesed Olokame, that if somebody guzzles a Chameir and relies on the Chameir, then he returns to the Chameir, he doesn't have to pay for the tashmishi of the Chameir. Because relative to the tashmishi, he was still in the Chameir. So even without Yirush, without Yirush, without anything. So he has Tzastinon. But if it's not Kenshi Gozal, then he acquires full time. So that's Chino. So Chino is Kenya through the Maisekinian that the Gazel makes. And the guy is from the Morning Mure, the Morning Kashi. How could Chino be Kenya? But Komutzalam Rachman is Abu Dom Domane, so the Morning says it's a special Gazakoso. So we see that it's not the Chino by itself is Kenya. If it's not Kenshi Gozal, then the Kenya. The Kenyan that he makes at the time of the Zayah, title of the Zayah, enables him to acquire full title in the Gemara Bosco. So that's Kenyan Zayah. So now, according to Rav Lezer, who doesn't darshan for all Katachal, he darshan still will be in the Bible, so the Mele Karke is also Shayach Kenyan Zayah. So the Mele, if somebody dazzles his Sodeh, Shinen, Aus, Ruben from his field, and then he takes over the possession of the field, and then he makes a king Hazok in the field in order to acquire it. So he acquires title in the Kodesh Rabbeinu. The Rabbeinu did Darshan Klal Uprat Uchlal, so it's a special Zosakosu. Ma kein aprat dom ram tutu du vom amen, afkol dom ram tutu du vom amen. So it's Wutke of Kienzele. But then there is another Mechayim, besides Kienzele. Kienzele means that it's a Chiyuv of Shalei. In other words, because he's Kienzele, so the Mele has to pay. When he doesn't return the same thing, some Mele, he has to pay because he's Kene. But then there is another Mechayim, the Maisik Zeh. Without Kionet Zeh, the Maisik Zeh. Some Mele, by Kakoyes, Maisik Zeh is not Chayach. Maisik Zeh means taking it away from the Rishus of the Bible. But he cannot take away the Sodeh from the Rishus of the Bible. Koleicha the Isim, Rishus of the Morris. So if it's a question of Kinyan Exele, so it's a din that Karki is Mufke of Kinyan Exele, so we apply the law, Avodim Mufke Kakoy. But if it's a question of Maiz Exele, so by Karki, it's impossible to visualize Maiz Exele because he actually is using Kemo, Kamiha Mishu Zemorin Exele. But by Avodim, in China, Maiz Exele can be Maiz Exele. He just picks up the Eved and takes them out of the riches of the own. So it's a Maiz Exele. So the I would say is, goes Avodim is Kino, so the Eved would still be Eved. But there is a special aloha that the Kino Exele is Kino, enables him to be Kino and Dabar, the Domer HaGozo. If it's not Kino, she goes out. So, King Zayin, Akalki is moved of King Zayin, so Avodim Shukako is also moved. Mashaiti, he goes to Avodim Umeizu. So there, the man is not there, is not in existence. So there, the Maisik Zayin can be in the Chayim. By Kalki, there is no Maisik Zayin. But by Avodim, there is a Maisik Zayin. And the Chayim is from Yush. Because Yush is taken by Gazlan, not because of the Kinyonic Zayin. How do we know that Yush is Kenya by Gaza? Because we learn it out from Avede. So the Aloche of Yush is Aloche that is mentioned with Gabi Obu. But Zeyre Gozo is is an example of Obu. There are two kinds of Obu. There is one Obu when somebody loses the Echevet, he drops it in the street, and there is another kind of Obu when it's Gozo from the violin. So Karke is not Chayach to say Obu, because for the Chavis and Mishus and Mori, he said. Masha'im came by a body. They are taken away from the Mishus of the Obu. So the middle of it is, some in Mele. If it's Obu, so Yush is affected. Some in Mele, we can answer the discussion. What does Stacey say? That we can visualize Sukkot Zulot that is possible. Even with Gabi Sukkot Asura Gabi Karke, If Ruvein built a sukkah on the premises of Shimon, Midaitesh of Shimon, then Shimon, the owner of the premises, who himself built the shoes, to Reuben, who himself gave issues to Reuben to build. So Shimon came and he ousted the Nigzel, Reuben, the owner of the vineyard. So and then Shimon said to that Tzuke, he's not the kind of Tzuke, he says. Why? Because here we cannot say, Kaken Nigzel is for Yehud Yisrael, which is the Nor Yisrael. Because it was built, the vineyard of the Tzuke was built at the very outset, on the premises of the Gazlan. So it's the Shusi of the Gazlan. So Melech Zeil in Shayach, he might say Zeil in Shayach. So I agree as a kashe. But it's not just a question of Maisi Zila not being shy. Well, I we say Abodim and Nizomim also. The answer is Abodim and Nizomim, that's only Kabinikine Zila. But in order to apply the Tzu of Chagasuke Stasalacho, Limute Tzuo, it doesn't have to have a king Zila. As long as it is Gozo as a Maisi Zila. But ordinarily by Karke, then it's not even Gozo. Mashiach in this case, Gozo it is. So this case says that the Tzu of Chagasuke Stasalos, Limute Gozo, doesn't depend upon the king and Zeil. As long as there is a mice Zeil, so the Tzu of Limute Gozo applies. Limute Gozo applies. Now, I just want to say, since we mentioned the cases, the Bach makes a correction in the thesis. The Bach makes a correction in the thesis. Because the Russian, look at the Russian thesis, that one now come down, the second thesis again. But the Rabbon Beloya Golo is still a legal aid for Paul. In the Rubin Shabono Sukha Hatsir Shoshimen, Midaito, Uboshimen, we talk about the school and the Tim is supposed to be on Elki Rashur, Kim and Kai Mishrash Shalom, we double the card in the Hasan of Ireland, Kim Kaka card in the Tim. So thesis says the Russian. In the Rubin Shabono Sukho, the Hatsiri Shoshimen Midaite, Midasu, Midashimen. So the Bach says, the Hatsiri Shoshimen, Shaloi Midaite, Shaloi Midaite. But that's the Bach, but the Modern Avon doesn't mention Shaloi Midaite, he mentions the way thesis appears here. So in other words, why does the Bach say that we have to make a correction? The answer is, the Bach holds, and that's not to the Moposhet at all. I mean, so thesis is the Israelitane. The Bach Shidi is that if Reuben would build a Sukkah on Shimon's premises, Midaiti of Shimon, so then the premises, the character of Shimon, is shown to Reuben. Even with Jews, it's open. So in other words, so he has a king in Paris in the character. So then, and then when Shimon, the Gazlan, oust Reuben from his vineyard, so he couldn't say it's the Shuse of the Gazlan. It's not even the Shuse of the Gazlan. Because it is shown to Reuben. So again, we'll say Kaken in us. But he changes the deal. He says, Shaloi Midaiti, then it's not even shown. So that's not even shown. So then it's only, but thesis says Midaiti, because thesis she believes that even if it's Midaiti, even when it's Midaiti, we still couldn't say Kaka in Israel. Because true that Reuben has a key imperius in the character upon which he built the Sukkah, because as a result of the consent being given by Shimon. So, but Reuben only has a key imperius. Who has the key imperius in the character? Shimon. So Mele, since he has the key imperius, so Mele, when he gazels the vineyard, he ousts Reuben, and he takes over the possession of the vineyard, and the vineyard is standing on the karke, the kinagut of which is vested in Shimon, so Mele Zerishai. And the Bach apparently assumed, since it is shown temporarily to Reuben, so Mele, we still Zeil is not shy. But Tesis doesn't say like the Bach. The Bach makes a correction. Anyway, so now we can go back to that Tesis. The question arose, the Koanolim, my Koanolim, the Tesis that Flamed of the base. So why did Jesus at first say that there is a riot from the Ibora of the Rabbonim of Rodesia to Rashi Shite, that you should not affect the Bakarke? Because the Rabbonim of Rodesia say there is a distinction between, there is a distinction between Gozo Supoasu Yal Gabasmino, so then is not Yate, and Gozo Supoasu Yal Gabikarke, that is Yate, if we may use, so even Gozo Asu Yal Gabasmino, he should not, he should be able to be Yate. So then he says, no, it's not, he can be with Yate, but Gozo Asu, if he is Gozo Supoasu Yal Gabasmino, so even with Yate, it has Hashem Gozo, and is not Yate. But the question is, what was the second night of Tetzes? So apparently, Tetzes in the second night assumed two things. Tetzes assumed two things. One is that the whole aloche, that the whole aloche of Chagasu Kistasala, the new Tetzes in law, depends upon the king. But if the Maizek Seyla would be realized in this way, but no king Seyla, so then we don't apply the aloche of Minute Gozo. Only when there is a king Zele, when the government has certain kiyonim, partial kiyonim, we have tashmishim and so on. But without kiyonim, we do not say that it's possible. Only when the government has kiyonim Zele. And then, but the government has kiyonim Zele. Even without, even when he's not kingdom down there, yes, no. Apparently, so Tesis Shita in the Havamin was, Tesis Shita in the Havamin was, that when does a Gazlan acquire kingdom in the Avitash Nishin? Only after Yush. But before Yush, he doesn't acquire anything. That's one premise. And the second premise is, that the Psulo depends upon kingdom in Zele. Haram, there is a riot to Rashi that Yush is not affected by Karate. Is not affected by Karate. Because Rabbonon of Rebbeza say that there is a distinction between Sukasu and Gabas, you know, so then somebody does not that he is not it. And Sukasu and Gabikarate, if somebody does not that, so he is it. So, what can it have reference? Could not have reference to a case of it, may Yush, so then. Even in regard to Sukasu and Gabas, you know, if they knew she should be created. So obviously it must have reference to Lachayush. Still, Lachayush, only Sukasu and Gabas, you know, is possible not created. But Sukasu and Gabi Karate is created. So it's a riot that huge is not effective. Then David says, no, maybe Yush is effective. And when the Rabbonim make a distinction between Sukasu and Gabasino and Sukasu and Gabikarta, they have reference the case of Kelim Yush. Still, by Sukasu and Gabasino, even Kelim Yush is not it. So, in the Havamin, the Sultanite of cases assume two premises. Number one, that the Halokhe of Sukasulo being possible is based upon the Kinezele, and number two, that prior to Yush, there is no king there, not even partial king, not even Ligabe, Tashmish. Then, in case it gives the Teret, that by Sukasu and Gabasim, so you can give him Yush. So it's not it, so it can be explained in two ways. Because, in order to mention a riot, to deduce a riot to Rashi Shite, the Rashi Shita from that Gemara, we must assume two things. Number one, that the king of Sukasulo is based upon Kinezele, not just on Kinezele. And number two, that by Yush, there is no Kinezele whatsoever. There is no Kinezele whatsoever. So, when Tetzes Maskone says that he was Sukasulo, Perisha Asilino, so it's possible to be in Yush, so it can be explained in two ways. Either that, whereas in the Havana, so Tetzes assume that the deed of Sukasulo being possible is based upon the king's Zeleh, so Maskone says, no, it's not based upon the king's Zeleh, but it's based upon the Maizek's Zeleh. That's one way. Now, and Mimele, So, but if that is the pshat, so mele eternity follows that insofar as having tionic zeila getting used or not having tionic zeila getting used is concerned, so then Tesis Maskone agrees with Tesis premise in the Sagan Eichel that tionic zeila only has after Yush, but before Yush, there are no tionic zeila, even for Tashmishim left. That will be finished. That's one way of explaining. The other way of explaining that is the thesis in the Maskone assumes that by that Sophic, Maskone assumes also that the justice in the Havamine, that the deed of Sukhobsula being possible is based upon the Kionic Zeila. But whereas in Salvat Aiko, thesis assumes that the Kionic Zeila he only acquires after Yush. So this is the terms Maskone holds that he acquires the only Zeli Gavitashim even before Yush. Now, which pshat is the right pshat? So in order to that this thesis should reconcile with the thesis of Amidale, the way we answer from Grigas Kashi, so we have to say that thesis here also agrees with what thesis says of Amidale. And what does he even say of Amidale? That the Sukhok Zulo is based upon the Maizik Zele, even without Kiyonik Zele in the Dovragos. So in Melee, if we say that, so then the other premise remains intact, that the Kiyonik Zele, the Gazel only acquires every Yush, but before Yush. Alright. Vyeshu Dagri. Yes. So, in other words, so Tesis is trying to prove that Yush is not affected by Damitah. So first he said we can deduce it from the Gemara of the Rabbezer, of the Rabbon and the Rabbezer. Then Tesis refutes that. There is no Raya because maybe that Gemara has reference to Kegel Yush. But Racha Yush, Enoch Name, so even Karakim states, Yeshu Dati Moritanya, the Cheskes Abatim. Yes.
But if according to if we're explaining Tosfos in accordance with Rav Kaya, and that Yush is independent of the Kinyanic Zeila, why according to Tosfos should the Kinyanic Yichal only after Yush? Why should it be dependent on Yush if it's not that Yush is not dependent on the Kinyanic Zeila? Yet Tosfos says the Kinyanic Zeila only Yichal after Yush, but they're not all about Talia according to Rav Kaya.
No, I mean, all right. So that's a Chiddush in Tesis, but Tesis Shiti is as long as there is no huge violin, so then there is no Kionic Zeila. There is no Kionic Zeila. As long as there is no huge violin. Alright, now, Yeshu Dari Moritani Bechet Sabbat, Moch Le Sabbai Smoch Ali Sode, Ei Meid Li Oleo, Mochalipo, Mochalitalis made Leo, who made a woman she got from Sodom Shimen. Woman was a Gaza. He gathered his son from Shimen. Who Mochalay, and then he sold it to Lay. We also Yehude become Arab. And Yehude was Meare. In other words, not that Yehude was Meare, because saying that he belongs to Woman. Woman and Yehude was Meare, something else. In other words, that Levi does not have good title in it. The Lazel, Shimen La Sude Levi. Suppose Shimen the Nigzel. So he wants to testify. I'm half of Levi, let's go. In other words, in order to parcel the edicts of Yehud. So he says the Chimen is not competent to testify. Why? Because he might be in Gea. Because Levi is, I mean, Chimen is definitely in Gea. The Levi of Chimen Levi. Why? The Nicham in the Had. Because since this Sodom, that this Sodom, that Reuben sold to Levi was mutual from Shimon, from Shimon. So mainly he has a motive in testifying what he testifies against the evil of Yehud, because he is interested in recovering the field, because it was neutral from him. So his purpose is ultimately to collect the field. To collect the field from Lady Shimon's. That's his interest. Now, so we can say that the reason as to why he's testifying against Yehuda, because he's afraid that if Yehuda will succeed in taking the field, so then he will not be able to reclaim it. Now that he testifies against Yehuda, so Yehuda will not be able to get the field, so it will remain in the possession of Levi, and once it's in the possession of Levi, so Shimon hopes that he'll be able to get it back from him. So he's an idea. And the idea is postulated. The Nicholidad, Abu Paul, the Kalis, Louis Hadre, the Abu Yush, Shimon, the Shus, that's only regarding Kalki. Because Kalki is not Kenneth with Yush, Shimon, the Shus. Kalki means Elas. Mashem, King, Gabi Paul, the Kalis. So why does he have to test? So we say, he's not an idea. Why should he have any special motive in testifying falsely? Why? In order to be able to collect the poor talents, he will not be able to collect the poor talents anyway. Because even if we produce witnesses who testify that originally belonged to him, Shimon, and Reuben gathered it from him, but since Reuben sold it to Levi, so then it was Yosef Meshus anyway, so he has no idea. Our poet also had a new Shimon Shus, Masha the Hekir, the Kalka, the Mahani Yush. But if we are going to say that by Kalka, the Yush is effective, so the same way as he can testify in connection with Paul Vitalis, because he's not only there, because Shimon will not be able to recover the Paul Vitalis anyway, because Levi is saying it for Yush Shimon Shus. So in Masode, he should be. It shouldn't be any day, because by some of the two, we able to recover it, because Levi was getting it for you. So it's a riot that by so the Levi cannot be getting it for you. Oh, Mashiach had the Vikalka Mahani, Vikita in the Mishu Vikasova, Yishki Vilikone, Vishino Vishu Vishaya Vikalke, Hosh, Time of Yush Vikone, Mishu Vishuro Savoyone, Vishuro Savoyone. But in the case where it's not Yisur Soyodin, so then it is Yush, so then Yush can be Shikai, can inform the woman. Vahochet Abikar Kename, Kvonis Yayish, Kenyum Sheherzik, Vahalikeach, Kmei Gabikor Mitali, so it's not Yisur Soyodin, so then we don't have to resort to Yush and Shimon Yishus, so just Yush should be effective. Yush should be effective. Schau, wenn die Polen sich durch wie Maschma, wie ich hier schon tat, die Polen, wie ich da kann ich selbst, und man bringt mir einfach, wenn ich hier schon tat, und wie ich hier schon in Leben, in mir, ich bin ein Polen, 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 ich suppose an Anus, a hoodlum. So he came and he took away a sodet from the Moabites. He gathered his sodet from the Moabites, an Anus. So, and then that Anus, while he had possession of the sodet, so he planted the sodet. He was a rea saker. And then it was recovered from him. The Yotzom upon him. Let's say the Anus. I don't want to call him Shimon the Anus. So we'll call him John instead of calling him Shimon. So if John, the Anos, so gazzled from Reuben a sodet. Then he planted it quiet. So he didn't become Moser. Because he was the Mason of Hashem Shoy. So that's the halacha. If somebody who is not the owner of the sodet Planted Sky is only Klein, so it doesn't become Moshe. In other words, saying the Moshe Shomei, then Ruvain recovered the Sode. Yotzabur from it. He recovered the Sode from Jacob. So the Yotzabur from it is Ketzrei, and he reclaimed it. Now it's already back in the possession of Ruvain, of the Nizu, the original buyer. So, and there is flying, plants of flying, that grew as a result of the planting by the Anos, by the Anos. So then, Ketzer and Vafil remained. So even Halameyed, when Ruvain recovers, reclaims it from the Anos, so Ruvain can be Ketzer, the client, even Halameyed. At Kamo Yehei Nisei repairing, and in other words, and even if it involves an extra expense, let's say, suppose he cannot get workers to be Ketzer all the client at the regular rate. At the regular rate. Let's say, Halameyed, workers don't want to work unless you pay them more. You pay them extra. So then, he has to pay even extra. How much does he have to pay extra? He's not mechuyev to spend all his money in order to be ketzer all the time. So the halacha is atzlish. So there is a machlekes. What does it mean atzlish? So one, according to one loshi, so atzlish means 1/3 of the pay of the regular salary. Let's say, if you have to pay, let's say, $3, let's say $3 an hour, so, and you can only get, usually you pay $3 an hour. Now in order to be Ketzer on Halameyed. So, you have to pay, let's say, an extra dollar, $4 an hour, so it's not good. But suppose you can only get workers who will be Ketzer for $5 an hour, more than a third, over and above the regular rate, so then he's not mechuyev. Then he's not mechuyev to be Ketzer. Another pshat is that it means up to 1/3 of the value of the crop, or the value of the crop, whatever it means. So he says, so, but, that was, ha'anosh ezor ha'sakeh, and it was reclaimed, it was collected from it, recovered from the house. So it's back in the possession of the buyer. Yes, I can, but suppose he cannot get workers who will charge him just 1/3 above, over the ball. So then he doesn't have to have a mixer as soon as possible. But he can do it himself, and even though it will take some time, so still, it will not become us. It will not become us. So, at Kamo Yenei Isnei, we pay Vashlish, yes, and we can't get to the Dalek and Eilich. At Pimu Lacha Amoet, Mei Nisai Nikho Anos, Mishayishka. So the halacha is, when is it called in other words, if let's say the anus who gaza the sod, so at first it doesn't become us, even if it's a real, because he don't listen to Moshe Shomei. And but when will he be capable of answering the crop because it already be his? Mishinishka. In other words, let's say, if such a time will elapse that people even forget who is the real owner of the psalm, and everybody will think that the Hamas is the real owner of the psalm, so at that moment, when it's Mishtaka Shema Bible, when people will think that the Hamas is the real owner, so at that time, if he will be Zereya, crying then, so then it will become ourselves, because then we couldn't say, because it's already his. So we see from this Yerushalmi that even when you gather card when an analyst doesn't start, but the moment it's in Shtakashima Bailey. The moment it's in Shtakashima Bailey, so then we start. I mean, this is the only reason as to why we are allowed to live in any place in America. Because actually, originally, all the Kaka of America belonged to the American Indians. And Kaka in Zales, then the Europeans came and they took away everything from the poor American Indians. So, Mimela is Kaka in Zales. So it would involve the Nisa of Gezlakum. Of Gezlakum, I mean, to even to stay in America. But, so the only Tanchumim is the fact, is this Yerushalmi. If not for this Yerushalmi, it will be a big problem whether we are allowed to stay in it and use it for that. So it's this Yerushalmi, that's the solution. So in other words, because true originally, so the Europeans, and who are ultimately became Americans, so they didn't have any title to the land, it belonged to the American Indians. It was Gezel, Karka, and Zeles, and even after Yush by the American Indians. So they still didn't have title. It was Gezel. But in the course of time, so the Shema Bailey was the Shtaka. I mean, does anyone know? I mean, what was the name of the American Indian, I mean, who owned this piece of land in Skokie? I mean, no one knows. I mean, and especially, what is the name of his great-great-great-great-great-grandson? I mean, so Mimele, since it's in Shtakashima Bailey, so Mimele, we are owners in the land. So this is what Yerushalmi says. Mimele says, Mikranos, and when is he considered the Bailey? And Mimele, if he's a reacquired, so he becomes Osea, Mishe Yishta, when he's in Shtak. והמבינו נעלו בגמור את ירושלמי, אבל ברב יעקב שמגיעים כאלה כנמסניסים מוטוליקי צרף לאומי. עד כמה יהיה יש לפירה שליש? רב דהונה ורב שיש עשו היא על כתור שנס. רב דהונה ורב שיש עשך, דומר השליש לשחק. The שליש means a third of the regular salary. Regular salary. וחד דומר השליש לדומי, of the value of the crop. מי ניסה לי קרנו, עושה מי שישתם רב אחר, נשתה קרב בין, ולא נסיעה שהוא עשו לו בפיר. If let's say the Shema Bailey, the identity of the real owner, of the original owner, was forgotten, so then the Gazler, he was a Reaek, so then it's affected with his acquired rights. So what we see from that when it's Nishtaka Shema Bailey, when it's Nishtaka Shema Bailey, so then. He is Canaan Greif. So if it's Nishtaka Shema Bailey, even though the Bailey will not be Nisyash, as you live out here, Nisyash Shema Bailey, the Lord Nishtaka, suppose the Bailey was Nisyash. But everybody still remembers, everybody still knows that this field does not belong to the so-called, to the Anos, but it belongs to the Nizel. So then, even though there is Yush, so then the Klayim is only Osea with Rabon. So what does it mean? That Yush is not affected by Karki with Raisi. But with Rabon it is effective. Now what does it mean? With Rabon it's effective in general, or with Rabon it's effective in this case, in connection with this Klayim. So it's especially Rabon. But in respect to anything else, not in Klayim, so you need Rabon, Yush is not effective. This is how the Rishonim assume that even with Rabbanon, it's only in this case, in regard to this applying, that is effective. But in regard to anything else, even with Rabbanon, it's not effective. Anyway, from this Yerushalmi says that if it's Nishtak Uloi Nisyashu, so then he's Asuri Mateo, that means he's a real owner. The Gazlan becomes a real owner. And if it's Nisyashu Uloi Nishtaku, so then he's an owner. Nigami Klai. The Cholakoches, he's an owner with Rabbon. Alright. V'yeish Raben V'yoshal Mezikashe, V'yeish Karka Mezeres. Omar Rav Levi, Avat Bechein V'yeish Yirish Lekam, Ad Kan Yoshal. Roche Perush, Muta Likei Tzrafu Yemwe, Dimoch Asura, Chuzi Dovo Ode. Seich Vipayoni Mafu, Derach Pirsu, V'keitzi, In other words, when there was one time, at that time it was called Palestine, it wasn't Israel yet. So there was a problem. Many Jewish farmers in Palestine, so they engaged Arab workers. And the Arab workers was much cheaper than Jewish workers. So there was a whole campaign, I mean, not to engage Arab workers, but they claimed they have to pay so much more. And then the question arose, how much is one mechuyev to spend extra pay? I mean, in order to engage a Jewish worker and not engage an Arab worker. So I think that Tzvi Pesach Yerushalmi, so he mentioned that Yerushalmi. In other words, because Tate says the Yerushalmi is referred to climate. But Tate says mentions Rabunin's Mitzvah Shlish, so anyway, that means that the halacha of that Gemara Melakama mentions regarding Hidah Mitzvah. I mean, here it's not a question of Hidah Mitzvah. Here it's a question of blocking out the client, you see, of blocking out the client, because originally did not become effective as a client, because even the Mitzvah doesn't change away. But if the buyer is becoming client, it also becomes us. It also becomes us. But so if he's becoming, so what does it mean becoming client? Suppose he is trying to block out the client, but he can't help it. So then he's not considered becoming client only when it's nearly, when willingly he's becoming client. But suppose there is such a crop of client, and he needs many workers, and he can't get workers to harvest the client, to block out the client, unless he spends all the money in the world that he has. So maybe he cannot be cleared, so then the client will not become osa. So here it's not a question of Hidah Mitzvah. Like this, if not for Tetzves, we would say the whole concept of the Hidah Mitzvah Shlish, that's only in respect, let's say, you have an estate, you can buy a cheap estate, let's say for $3, and you can buy an extra Yehuda for $4. So you have to spend an extra dollar, one third of the minimum price of an estate, in order to buy an extra Yehuda. So when it's a question of getting a heft of a mitzvah, so you have a choice. So you can have a heft of a mitzvah that's not so beautiful, and you can have a heft of a mitzvah that is beautiful. So, but in this case, the Yad Klein, it's not a question of Hidah Mitzvah. So, still, Tate says, so the Yerushalmi just says, actually, but the Yerushalmi doesn't say that it's anything to do with the Gemara Melakama and the Mitzvah, actually. But Tate says, mentions, that why did the Yerushalmi say, actually, the same concept, even though the Gemara Melakama mentions that regarding Hidah Mitzvah, and here, we mention it regarding another aloha, but in other words, it applies to something that a person is a Jew is mechuyev to do because of mitzvahs. So there it's mitzvahs because of zekeli laveil. Here it's mitzvahs because he's not allowed to be mikayim klai. So mimele, this is what the mokher. I mean, it's really easy mokher. So in other words, so that's imokia. In other words, if you can get workers, if you can get workers, Jewish workers, and you have to pay more. So, and you can get Arab workers, I mean, and you pay much less. So no one will say that, let's say, if you can get an Arab worker who will work for $1 an hour, and the Jewish worker will not work unless you pay him $100 an hour, that you are clear, you know, to give him $99 over and above what you would have to give an Arab worker. So there has to be a certain limit. What is the limit? So the limit is, you have to be made sufficient. So that's, anyway, במדרשיש, אומן יום הלדומי, היינו שמייסו להם שלי שב יום של כל הפרץ. אבל יסע בכאן לא יצא. וקצה כדעת, כאילו יסקר אפילו לאחר, אפילו לאחר המועד. מאיבי סעיד חושים אנוס על הטרם וחושב כשולי שיוסף וזריוסי, מי שישקה שאיבאילו ממנו, ונקרא על שם אנוס, ואחר כשהוא נסיעה שאיבאילי, כאילו יום רובאילו לחיסורי, יום רובאילו לחיסורי, כי הסתנן סבר ומייישה, ואפילו אמרו לו מייישה, נעשה כשבח על סבינוסי שטוב בבינם, ומיצרי ורייסה, בעזרי עשו אנוס, אבל נסיעה שבלוי משתקו, לא מיצר ורייסה, וקרקן מגזרות. אבל מדרבון מוסר, ופורך איש קרקן מצרס, כלאיבה, לעשר אפילו מדרבונות, ומשל יש גיוש לעשר מדרבונות משם פליים, אבל מדרייסה יגיוש ולא עושה מדרייס. ומי הוא איכת משתק השם ואילי, אבל מדרייסה יש גיוש, מדהבי ייסורי דברתם. מדהבי ייסורי דברתם. Now, the Kovner Hall is safe and far abroad. So we're discussing the cases, but I don't think, I mean, that what the Kovner Hall says is the right shot case. Because he says that the reason is why in the case of Ishtak, we have to understand what kind of beginnings of Ishtak Hashem Abayim. How is he came at? Malaysia, in Kharkam is always. So what is Ishtak Hashem Abayim? So what? So he explains it on the basis of Kibush. In other words, because there is a lot of Kibush is came. So from that we learn out that kibush is gain. In other words, there is a law in the Torah that we are not allowed to be kibush. So the question is, how was Moshe Rabbeinu allowed to be kibush in reality, Brahman is there, but originally belonging, Brahman is there, and there is a lava, not so as may have a physical come. So still Moshe Rabbeinu was giving in reality from Sahe. So the answer is, because when Moshe Rabbeinu was giving in reality, so the reality was already in the possession of Sihe. So it wasn't in the possession of Amen Meir. So in other words, years before, Sichel waged war against Amen Meir, and he took away and he captured these lands that originally belonged to Amen Meir. Then, but when Moshe Rabbeinu was Kedesh, so he wasn't Kedesh directly from Amen Meir, that he would have been allowed, Moshe Rabbeinu. Because there is a lot. But I'm in the way of the other Sichel. In other words, so that means that Sichel had time in Amri. So that's a key of Kibush. That's a key of Kibush. Now, there is a Rashi. Now there's a thesis read. Some say it in Rashi too, but I don't know. It's Muchach, that is Rashi too. But the thesis read says it explicitly. In Gemara Dachon Chesed. So the thesis read says, Omar HaKotel, Amin Meir Tiyo Yisichel, Pirish, Amin Meir Yisrael Tzom Asur Yisrael, Uba'avo Sheko Sichel, Vinot Lomen, Hutlo Yisrael, Shekono Sichel Bikiach Bechazokim, Shenisyashu Amin Meir. Tishnes explains Amin Meir Tiyo Bechishtetim because of Kibish Mechome. So Kibish Mechome is also king. Kibish Mechome is also king. So, but this is really explains it not on the basis of Kibish Mechome per se, in other words, the country is asleep, so there is no king of Kibish Mechome per se. Let's say, God in Israel, so there is a special aloha of Muhammad. Kisisra and Muhammad will be there. So, even with God in Israel, Muhammad is our shoes, so violence, Melech, and there's Nagodu, and the Unitumim. But if he doesn't have Melech, and the Unitumim, and there's Nagodu, he doesn't have a Chalish and Muhammad. But with God in Israel, with God in Akron, there is no even of Muhammad. That's the still, even though there is no heter of Muhammad, there is no head of Muhammad, but there is a din of Muhammad, of Kibish Muhammad. In other words, even with Gabi Akim, according to thesis. So that's the aloha of Amin Meir Tiyo B'Sichel, that Sichel acquired title in Amin Meir for Kibish Muhammad. Justified or not justified, he was not justified, Sichel, in doing it. But still, he did it, so he acquired title, Kibish Muhammad. The sheet of the thesis is there is no king of Kibish Muhammad. And so why was Sichel able to acquire title in Amun Meir? So he says, because Amun Meir brought Messiah. So the question is, so it appears from the thesis that he used the fact. That's how it appears from the thesis. Anyway, but most machine explain the Kinyan of Amun Meir here on Messiah on the basis of the Kinyan Kibish Muhammad. Kibish Muhammad, so Kibish Muhammad is king. Now here, so the Barabom wants to explain this whole Yerushalmi, that if Nishtaka Shema Bayli, so then he is a Bayli with Reis, So the Anus becomes a Vayum Reize, and then if he's a Rei Akvayim, so the Vayum becomes also because it's not in the Mesa of Shisholei, it's Shisholei, and the basis of Kiddush. In other words, what is the criterion or value determined? Whether something is singular or Kiddush? In other words, let every Gezel be considered Kiddush? The answer is, when is it considered Gezel not Kiddush? That's what the Kondorov says. When is it considered Gezel not Kiddush? In other words, if somebody gazels from another person, and everybody knows that he is a gazel, and that the nitzel is a bible, then it's not Kiddush. But if it was done in such a way that everybody really thinks that the gazel is a violin, and people already forgot the identity of the real violin, of the ritual violin, then it's Kiddush. But that's not the pshat in cases. Because if it had been on the basis of Kiddush, why the states have to emphasize the element of Yush? Because states say as follows. The Atalpi shall Yashua Bayes, the Yomu Bayechuson Kis, the Anan Savra de Miyayeshe, Vatu Amda do Miyayeshe, Nasik Tzobeach al Svinosi Shepel Yom. So Thesis mentions the Dili and the Moshe of Tzobeach al Svinosi Shepel Yom. So why is it? Let's say, if his vino was Tom Yom, and then a person was standing on the shore, the violin was standing on the shore, and he said, I'm not Miss Yarish. Then, somehow, later on, he was able to salvage. That's him. So, the person who is able to salvage the vino, he can be Zeichet. But, the owner said, he's not Miss Yarish. So there, the Gemara says, it doesn't mean anything. In other words, when a person, because we are sure that he was Messiah, some people, they don't like to reveal their own feelings. Because we know, that if he saw that the Sino was over the yard, that he was Messiah himself. But why did he say, I'm not Messiah? He just said it like this. Why is it? No, Kibush is, so Kibush, there is a special Zosakosu of Aminuyah here on the Sinai. So it's a special Zosakosu that the Kibush is here. What is it? No, that's a special Zosakosu. According to the Tzitzis Reed, so there is no special Zosakosu. And it's based upon Yush. So according to the Tzitzis Reed, Yush is affected by Kark. But according to most Rishim, who do not explain Aminuyah here on the Sinai on the basis of Yush, so it's on the basis of Kibush, so there is a special Zosakosu that Kibush is gay. Kibush is gay. Even by Yaakov, Kibush is gay. But here Tesis emphasizes the fact that you are not going to be Yahishe, Nase, Kitzobeyach, or Svinose, Shikolomiyah, Mitzvah and Raisin, and then again, then he says, Umi Uheichad Mishtaka Shein Baini, Apu mit der Reise Yeshiyush. Why do we have to say Apu mit der Reise Yeshiyush? If Nishtaka is Kiddush. So, not because mit der Reise Yeshiyush, because Kiddush is Kiddush. So, it is obvious that Nishtaka has nothing to do with Kiddush. That's not Kiddush. Kiddush means Kiddush. Now, it has nothing to do with yes Nishtaka or not Nishtaka. Sometimes it might be Nishtaka, but it's Kiddush it isn't. And sometimes it might be not Nishtak. Everybody knows who the original owner is, who the real owner is. But the Gazlan has so much power, let's say, so that it is Kiddush Rasyode. No one can do anything. There is no court that can enforce the rights of the owner. So then it's Kiddush. Kiddush means, what's the difference between Gazel and Kiddush? So the difference is this, is if he's a Gazlan who does not have autocratic power, then it's not Kiddush. But if he's a Gazlan who has autocratic power, if he's a big Gazlan, so then it is Kiddush, that's all. That's the criterion or by you determine as to whether it is Kiddush or Gazlan, let's say, in this country. So, if somebody gazels, even if he belongs to the mafia, and people are afraid of him, but still there is a way of reaching it, of enforcing the rights. So the courts can enforce it if they will not be corrupt. So maybe it's not Kiddush. So maybe it's not Kabush. But if the Gazlan has all the power, he has all the power like Hitler or Mussolini or Amin, so then it's Kabush. Alright. But Tesis emphasizes that he had Mishtak Hashem Abayim. So then Yushiske. When do we say that he or she is not Kenan? If it's not Mishtak Hashem Abayim. But if it's Mishtak Hashem Abayim, then Yush is affected by Tarkin. That's how it's mashing. And even though he keeps on screaming on top of his lungs that he's not Messiah, he doesn't mean anything. Because we know what is in the heart of the person. The fact that people say certain things that are not true, but an unsabi, that he is Messiah, if he's a normal person. So he is Messiah, and if he's not a normal person, so his you shouldn't be a you shoulder. But a normal person, so if he's Sobeyachal Sinos, he should open the yom, so we say he's just lying, that's all. He doesn't give vent to his true feelings, and in his heart, he's Messiah. That Taisa says explicitly, there is no doubt. But, so in other words, so it seems from Taisa's that there is no kinyan of Mishtak Hashem Abayim per se. Kibush is a kinyan per se, but Mishtak Hashem Abayim is not a kinyan per se. But if it's Mishtak Hashem Abayim, then Yush is affected. Why? Because where is Yush affected? Yush is affected by a double object. Where does the Torah mention the whole principle, the whole concept of Yush? By Mitzir, by double object. If something is over, so there, you should affect it. So in order that you should be effective, it has to be on. So we counter it. So then, if you lost it, so it's considered on. Masha'ikin takoyis. So it's not considered on. It's not considered on because Kolekani is a vicious limoni is it. So how is it on? But if the situation is such that people don't even know who the real owner is. It was already forgotten. Everybody thinks that this Gazlan is the real owner. So then, even Karka becomes old. Once it is old, so Yush is affected. That's why Tetsu says, Isurei dvar teiro. Loi machmas lias anos. Koma elo sholach lia anos. Vinishaker mit lia baili. Loi okru mimenu. Hakloi. Veis is mesai. So, veis mesai misurei dvar teiro. Machmas a baili. Shemekayim klau kloi. Klai nidu. Have a kid go in his yash. Have a miss yash. You go in his taco. Midrabon. So then, according to this motion, so there is Mishtako abiding the way in his yash. Is it so in Bapiro? Loy Mahmad Zriasanus. Loy Mahmad Zriasanus. Elo Jehovah Leyanos. Vinisha Akerem with the abiding. In other words, so, it's mashma. The thesis is not held on the Yisod. The thesis mentioned before, that if it's Mishtak Hashem Abayim, and it is coupled with Yush, then it is replicated. Even this lashon is not held on the first lashon. But, in the first lashon, thesis said that when the Yerushalmi says, Mishtak Hashem Abayim, Yulim is Yashu. So it is effective. Because we say, He becomes the Bible. The Anus becomes the Bible. Even though the Bible mentioned explicitly that he is not Messiah, because we don't believe. So in other words, the word's huge. So the second portion says, no. There is no mocker from the Yerushalmi that when it's Mishtak Hashem Abayim, and it's when it's Yashu, so we consider that our Pidin there is huge. We don't say an unsabi that he was Messiah. Since he keeps on screaming all the time that he's not Messiah, so we say he's not Messiah. He's not Messiah. And if he's not Messiah, so maybe the Shtakushima Bailey cannot acquire title. Because the whole kingdom of the Shtakushima Bailey is based upon Yiddish. And it's not that Yiddish is Mufke by Karake. Yiddish is not Mufke by Karake. But by Karake, since it's called Echad Yisrael, it's just in the morning, so it's never over. Without the meaning that he's not, that he's taken out from the Yiddish and Bailey, immediately becomes over the moment he loses it. But Kakoyis, it's Meshus Abayim. So maybe it's not of it. It's not of it. But if it's Nishtakashim Abayim, then it becomes of it. So at first, so even cases in the second Rosh, they agrees that once it's Nishtakashim Abayim, then it becomes of it. But the only difference between the first Rosh and the second Rosh in cases is, according to the first Rosh, so if it's Nishtakashim Abayim, even if the original Abayim say, keeps on saying, in the presence of everybody, I am not Messiah, we don't believe in him, we say he is Messiah, he's lying. He's just acting like that. So, but on the second motion, we don't say that he is Messiah. If he says he's not Messiah, we believe him. He's not Messiah. So the male is not king. But in a case where it would bring Shtakashim Abayli, and he didn't say he's not Messiah, then even the second motion will agree. The Jewish is there, because then it becomes over. But the second Rosh, the first Rosh says that even in the case where he's Soveach, that he's not Messiah, we still say that he's Jewish. The second Rosh says no. If he says he's not Messiah, so then we do not say that that he's still Messiah. We do not say that he is Messiah. So we say he's not Messiah. And if we say that he's not Messiah, how can he be changed just because he's in Shtaka? But what's the Pshat Yerushalmi? The Pshat Yerushalmi is something else. The Pshat Yerushalmi is Shnishtaka Abayim Messiah Yisroel Vafero doesn't mean Machmas Rezanos. So basically, in other words, what Yerushalmi is saying, if it's Yerushalmi, so then the client doesn't become us. Because in the place of the Yerushalmi, let it become us there. Because the Bailim is Mikhail, so the answer is, it's not Shaykh to say the Bailim is Mikhail, only if the Bailim has an opportunity to block it out, and we don't do it, so then we say they maintain the Bailim. But if the Bailim are afraid, as long as the Bailim are afraid of the Gadra, maybe he'll beat them up, and so because of that he refrains from blocking out the Bailim, so the Bailim is not considered as Mikhail. So, where can we say that the Bailim is not considered, the original Bailim is not considered being Mikhail because he is afraid of the Anus? But if it's Nishtaku, Shema Bailim, if it's Nishtaku, Shema Bailim, and then Holach the Anus, and the Anus left, he left the country. So then, and the Bailim knows that the Anus left the country. And he has an opportunity to pluck out the Bailim, and he doesn't. So then, the real Bailim becomes a Mikhail. So then it becomes Osir because of Mikhail crying. And that's all right. But, so the second Rosh is only Chaylik on one point of the first Rosh. That if the first Rosh says that even if he's Soveach, we still say that there is Yush. The second Rosh says, if he's Soveach, we don't say that there is Yush. But suppose he was Mishnah, and it's Mishnah Hashem Abayim, then even the second Rosh agrees with the first question, that in such a case, Yush is affected. Yush is affected. In other words, there is no problem in living in America, even though everything in America, all the karka in America was originally wiped from the American Indians. Because the American Indians were long besieged, and it's Nishtakashim Abayim. So, Mimele, there is no doubt that ultimately the Americans or the Europeans acquire title. Mimele, So then it was sold to this one, to that one. So it's not just.
The Apaches still have protest strikes in Washington.
But they are not the original Bible.
The Clint Spokane is
right. Religion, the first portion is it. Now, here, then Tesis mentions the Sefer Yerushalmi, which Tesis points out is very strange. And it is very strange in Yerushalmi. Now we have to go over the Mishnah. Now, Perkolem, Mishdebeis. Eishabo Abisinu Eretz Motsuno Tu Apot, not to Apot, Pishuri Kopsha Chayo. Hanitea Rabim Chayo, Rebude Peter. Hanitea Bishus Rabim, Vichovim Shenota, Viagazuen Shenota, Vanitea Bisino, Vioele Meilo, Chayo. Chayo. So, Yerushalmi says, Vishim Rabshim Melozo. Even though the Mishnah says, Hanitiyah L'Rabbi is Chayev, and also Nitiyah B'Shus Rabbim is Chayev. The Mishnah says both. Hanitiyah L'Rabbi Chayev, Rabbi Peter. Hanitiyah B'Shus Rabbim, V'Agazel Shinota, V'Hanitiyah B'Sfinu V'Ayil Ne'il Chayev. So the Mishnah says that Nitiyah B'Shus Rabbim is also Chayev. But there is one Tane in the Brais in Yerushalayim, and it's Chayv Tane Mishnah. I'm Tane Kama Mishnah. And he says, B'Shem Rav Shimon ben Elozo, Nitiya L'Rabim Chayv, B'Nitiya Abis Yerushalayim. But B'Shus Rabim not like the Tane of the Mishnah. So Rav Shimon ben Elozo says that B'Shus Rabim, Nitiya B'Shus Rabim is Potter of all. So the Yerushalayim says, what's the pshat in Rav Shimon Elozo? He says, "Kay gozel karka." The reason is why Nitiyah B'Shus Rabbim is put there because Nitiyah B'Shus Rabbim after all has no right to be Nitiyah B'Shus Rabbim. The B'Shus Rabbim, he belongs to the Rabbim. He has no right to be Nitiyah there. So the Mele is considered like gozel karka. Like Hazel Kav. So the Mele is put. So the Yerushalmi is the Kashi, the Yesh Karka Mitzeles. The Yesh Karka Mitzeles. Now, Tesis asks so many Kashis on this Yerushalmi. But in order to see, I'm not saying that we can understand the Yerushalmi, but if we assume now, it is obvious that Rav Shimon ben Elozo is chelik on the Mishnah, because the Mishnah says in so many words, Hanitiyah B'Shus Rabbim Chayev, and Rav Shimon ben Elozo says Hanitiyah B'Shus Rabbim is potter. So Rav Shimon ben Elozo is chelik on the Tanya of the Yerushalmi, on the Tanya of the Mishnah, on the Tanikane of the Mishnah. So Mele, just as Rav Shimon ben Elozo is chelik on the Tanya of the Mishnah's din in regard to Nitiyah B'Shus Rabbi, so he could be chelik on the Tanya of the Mishnah's din in regard to Gazel Shnota. So then the Yerushalmi, and it still has to be explained, but it will not be so difficult. So the Yerushalmi says, "B'Shem Rav Shimon Elozo, Nitiyah L'Rabbi Chayev, B'Nitiyah B'Shus Rabbi." B'Shus Rabbim, but if somebody is Nitiyah B'Shus Rabbim, so he's put. And he's chelik on the Tanakama of the Mishnah, who says Nitiyah B'Shus Rabbim is chayv. So Yerushalmi, so Rav Shimon Elozo explains it. Why does Rav Shimon Elozo say? Yerushalmi explains it. Why does Rav Shimon Elozo say that Nitiyah B'Shus Rabbim is put there? Because if somebody is Nitiyah B'Shus Rabbim, he has the same deen as Gozel Karka. czyli już obe z kasie, pije skalkami całez. I skalkami całez. So, how can you say that, how can a Pshinu also say that Pitei Abishas Rabu is Potter? Because he has the same deal. Like Gezel Kalka and Miteya, but Kalka in Mixeles. So, it's not Gezel Kalka. It's not Gezel Kalka. So the Pashas Aloshin of Death Yerushalmi is Mashma, that Rav Shimon ben Elozo, who is not only Chilek, and the Talikami in regard to Miteya Abishas Rabu, is Chilek and the Talikami in regard to Gazel Shemot Atu. And Rav Shimon ben Elozo holds that Gazel Shinota is Potter of all. Gazel Shinota is Potter of all. So what Yerushalmi wants to understand, why does Rav Shimon ben Elozo say that the Yitir Bishus Rabim is also Potter? So Yerushalmi says, Yitir Bishus Rabim has the same deen as Gazel Shinota. Gazel Shinota. And Nibar Khanane, Rav Shimon ben Elozo, he holds that Gazel Shinota is Potter. And Mitya Bishas Rabim is the same thing as Gazel Shinot. So then, Yerushalmi the Kashe, Vish Karka Mitz Eles, Vish Lelik Karka. So, we have to say that somehow, because Rosh Naposi is, Unitate, does anyone ever come here? Barau Tainas, there's no Chumash here. Ve'yu al ha'oretz, mitatem kol eitzmacho, va'aroltem olosei espirye, shoni shoni yielochem aveli, lo yor. So, Pashtis ha'loshin of Death Yerushalmi is mashma, that Rav Shimon ben Elozo, who is definitely chilek, and Talikami in regard to Mitei Abishas Rabu, the Talikami says in the Mishneh, Mitei Abishas Rabu is chayek, and Rav Shimon ben Elozo says kota. So he's not only chilek, and the din of the Talikami in the Mishneh, of Mitei Abishas Rabim is Chilek and Gazel Shinota also. But the Yerushalmi apparently is not disturbed by the fact that Gazel Shinota is Potter according to Rav Shimon. In other words, why? Because apparently Rav Shimon also learns out from the Pasuk because of the Yolor et Zulitatim Kolitz Machot. But ultimately, say is purely showing Yilochem Avinu LeYochel that is reference to someone who is not a Gazlan in the Mitir. Because Kibsovio Loretz Unitate. What does it mean, Sovio Loretz? In other words, when you take possession, it will be yours, not when you Gazel. So he learns out from Untate, Lachimayit Gazel. And because of that, Rav Shimon ben Elozo says, just as Gazlan is nismayit from nitate means when you are nitiyah b'sich shalochem, nitate because of your orets, unitate kolitzmacho, in other words, when you be nitiyah b'reshus, not when you Gazlan. So Rav Shimon ben Elozo is nismayit from nitate Gazlan shenot. But, so, Yerushalmi says that not only is in my Gazel Shinota, but Mitei Abishas Rabim also. Because he has no issue, so he's also a Gazel. What's the difference between Gazel Shinota and Mitei Abishas Rabim? So it's a higher degree of Gazel. Because a Gazel Shinota means he ousted the owner from the issues, and he doesn't even let him stay there, and he takes over possession. He stays there. He doesn't let the owner stand there. And there Mrs. Rabi, he doesn't destroy him, he doesn't stop anybody from staying with Mrs. Rabi, but he exercises dominion. So in other words, Gazlan involves more of exercise of dominion than the Mrs. Rabi. In other words, not only does he act like Balad Boss in planting the Mrs. Rabi, but he even ousts the owner. But it's the same thing. So in other words, Reb Shimon also holds that Gazlan Shenota is potable. And he learns it out from the Pasuk. The Yoshalmi doesn't mention that he learns out from the Pasuk. But apparently, he learns out from Katan Kalitz Nachal that this is Mimayit Gazlan Shenota. Mimele, it's Mimayit Nitiyah B'Shisarabim also. So then Yoshalmi asks, true indeed, that according to Reb Shimon also, we are Mimayit Gazlan from Unitaten, but that would be shayach if karka could be nisa. But karka is in nizeles, it's kolechad nise, so it's gashus elimori nise, so how can we be mimayit gazlen from mitate? Let's say that there is a need, but only it has to be gozo, only if it's gozo. But since karka is nizeles, so it's not gozo, it's never gozo. That's the Yerushalmi stuff. Alright, now. The age karka mixeles, on the Rebbe Loye, about the age karka mixeles, the age shiush li karka. We call him Yulset Mure. Jesus said, the whole Yerushalmi is very strange. First of all, the mask is in the Hosom Katone, Hagazel, Shinota Chai. So how does the Gemara say? How does the Gemara say? How does the Gemara ask, the age karka mixeles? So the only difficulty in Rav Shimon Lozor's doing is, because it's not gospel. But if it would be gospel, then there would be a difficulty. But the Mishneh says, in so many words, that Gazal Shnota is also high. But what kind of a question is it? So apparently, Tesis assumed that Rav Shimon Lozor is only chilkan panekamu in respect to Ikea Mishis Rabbi. But in respect to Gazal Shnota is not chilkan. The Marshall points out. But why should we assume that way? It's much better to assume that when Rav Shimon Lozor says Nitiya Beshus Rabim is Poter, so he's definitely Chayrik, and the Tanakam is Din the Mishneh, that Nitiya Beshus Rabim is Chayrik, so he's not only Chayrik on this Din of the Mishneh of Nitiya Beshus Rabim, he's Chayrik on the other Din by the Tanakam in the Mishneh of Gazal Shenota Chayrik, so he's also Chayrik. So then there won't be any kasha. But this is assumed that the Marshal points out that Rav Shimon Lozor is only chilek on the Tanakame in respect to Nitiya Beshus Rabi, but he is not chilek on the Tanakame in respect to Gazal Shenota. So Meilet, he says, why did Yerushalmi ask, if he is Yish Likarka? So what? So Yish Yish Likarka. True, and if he is Yish Likarka, he is always. True, but it doesn't make any difference whether it is Mitzvah or not Mitzvah. Because even if it is Nixon, so it's still a Chayav. So that's one kash. Visu, Michael Paul had rising in Shaka Nixeles, Mashma, Mishu Nixeles, Vish Yush, is Potam Noore, Adarabe, Mikhail Ze, Yish Lu Chayav, Vinitea Lesir Shalei. So, Vish Shaka Mashma, Mishu Nixeles, Vish Yush, so is Potam Noore. In other words, so the Yerushalmi, the Makshe, it appears from the Makshe, the way he formulates his kashe, v'chikarka nizeles, so that implies that if the din had been that karka is nizeles, so then we could understand this why Rav Shimon Lozor says, is potam no'ome. He says, no, adrabe, mikeil ze yesh lo yechayim kene keilitea. I mean, there is a mistake. I mean, the old point down. I think the Maran. Kaini Teya Lizir Shalei. Adrabe. Why is the Maran Yishalm ask? The Karka Nizeles has the implication being that if it would be Nizeles, so then it would be difficult. It's only difficult because it's in Nizeles. Adrabe. If it would be Nizeles, then it would be even more difficult, because if he wouldn't misunderstand the gospel, then he could be Canaanite, and if he's Canaanite, so it's like the day of the sexuality, so then he certainly should be mechuyev in all way. He certainly should be mechuyev. Goyim, midam mitir b'shesaratnu v'gozim karaka, v'noto, v'hani b'lo yiyush, dumye d'shesaratim, v'in shaya v'yiyush, shaya v'yiyush, and b'lo yiyush, even if karaka would be mechzales, b'lo yiyush, he couldn't be Canaanite. So the whole Roshan is very good. And then Taisa says, but v'im isakno, he v'yesh yiyush, so ekhlu kmo, ki yishtaku shimabaya. But if we want to explain it in any way, not to answer all the kashas, but to explain it in any way, so then we have to apply the Yerushalmi in the case where it's Nishtakushim HaBayim. Where it's Nishtakushim HaBayim. Now, that thesis is very, very difficult. No, very difficult. Because the Yerushalmi could be understood. Once we assume that Rav Shimon Olozo, who is Chemical, that the Kamis Din, in respect to Mitea Mishis Rabin, is also Chemical, that the Kamis Din, in respect to Gazan Shimon. And the Kohen Rav Shimon, so the Kamis says both Din, that Mitea Mishis Rabin is Chaybole, and Gazan Shimonota is Chaybole. But Rav Shimon Olozo holds Gazan Shimonota is certainly Potterovole, and Gazan Shimonota is certainly Potterovole, and Mitea Mishusarabi, Mitea Mishusarabi is also Potrovo. So then the Yerushalmi is a kashi. Now, why? What kind of halacha is it? Why should Gazlan be Potrovo? Now let's see the Mishnah. So the Pirush HaMishneh, the Rambam, and Mishneh, Beis, Ho'ilu Meilu. Let's say if it really grew by itself. So it's Chayro, Ho'ilu Meilu, Tzmeyach Meilu, Sholeinot Yishimot. Sometimes the wind tosses certain seeds, and then a tree grows by itself without any person planting. Without any person planting. So it's still high roll. It's still high roll. So then he says, the Rambam says, Ho'ilu meilo v'ulilu ha'tzmeyach meilo sh'loinotei shumero sh'loinotei shumero uvitnai sh'yiyye tzmeyach v'shusayochi. Abo, eile meilo, Birshus Rabim, in Chayavio, Valze Omru Bisafro, Unitatem Prat Leile Meilo. Vichin Omru Bifirish Bifisefte, Ho Eile Meilo, Vi Rabim, Potter Mino. So the Rambam mentions, in Vichirish, that even though the Mishnah says, that even Chayavio Meilo, where it rose by itself, is Chayavio, that's only Bilo, was Eile Meilo, in private, on private grounds. I suppose that you only was naked Meilo in the Rishis Rabi, so then it's not wrong. And the Rambam says, V'alzeh omru bisafro, unitatem prat leilo meilo. So there's a stira. The Rashi also mentioned that stira, I think so. That it's a stira. Here the Mishnah says, that even Meilo is chayvo, and sa poses pratilitate pratreio meiro. So the Rambam reconciles that. In other words, the Mishnah that says that Ilo Meiro Mishai Yore has reference to the case of Ilo Meiro Mishisai. Be in private grounds. It's Mishisai Yore. And the Safro that says, Unitate Prato Ilo Meiro, so the Safro has reference to Prato Ilo Meiro Mishisai. So we have a special question. Now we have to understand, what does that Rosh imply? All right. If it's Eilu Meiro, Eilu Mishisayochim, and five grounds, Tzhaibu. If it's Eilu Meiro, in Rishisarabi, so then it is part of Rabbi. And suppose somebody prints it in the Rishisarabi, for the Rabbi, even if he prints it in the Rishis Rabbi, according to the Kamek, that Neteya Rishis Rabbi is Chale, so even if he is Neteya Rishis Rabbi, Lei Rabbi, he is also Chale. But even Neyo Rishis Rabbi is Chale. But even Neyo Rishis Ayochi is Chale. So the Zafro mentions in Russia, we tapen prato Eilu Meiro, and that means Eilu Meiro Rishis Rabbi, not Eilu Meiro Rishis Ayochi. We have to understand it. If unitatem implies, excludes, it's nimayit, Eilu Meiro. So why is it nimayit only Eilu Meiro, which is Rabbi, not nimayit, Eilu Meiro, in the Rishis Rabbi. So obviously, that Rosh Hashanah of unitatem implies one aloha. In other words, that if it's completely hefker, If the culture, the serving is at care, and the material is at care, no one has any rights in it, no opinion in nothing, so that is what all. That's the pshat in the tatar. So then the aloha should be, if somebody is material and serving shall have care, it should be part of all. And there is no such aloha. The answer is the Rambam. In Pirbeis Mechas Vaisres mentions a deal that in Yerushalmi that if somebody, now Hefker is Potter of Maisres, still the Rambam, that's in Yerushalmi, that if somebody is the Tehya in Sodeh of Hefker, and he didn't make it in Chazoke in the Sodeh to acquire Sodeh, so then it's not Sodeh of Hefker, so he's the Tehya Sodeh of Hefker. So he was just the Tehya Sodeh of Hefker, so the payments that go and in this idea, in this dream, so Achayim Maisis, Achayim Tumas Maisis, that's Yosha. What's the chat in Yosha? Rav Chaim mentions it, that dream of Yosha. He says that Yosha implies a special aloha, that if somebody produces a certain shvach, so the shvach that he produces belongs to the one who